Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Welcome to Midwife Pip Podcast Bite Size, your weekly dose of all things pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health to help support you towards a better journey. These episodes are snapshots from previous episodes on the podcast to make sure you have all those golden nuggets of information that you need. And remember, if you're feeling like you would benefit from working with me and having more one-to-one support on your journey, drop me a message at midwife_pip on Instagram so we can chat about how I support women at this time in their lives and may be able to help you too. So I am honoured to be joined today by Danny Rowe, a former GB road and track cyclist, Olympic gold medalist, world-class athlete and MBE. It was the 2012 Summer Olympics when Danny won a gold medal in the team pursuit. Her team set a new world record time and she was part of one of the most successful Olympic team performances in history. Danny has also won 3 world titles and numerous European and British medals. She's one of the most successful British cyclists of all time and was very deservingly appointed an MBE in the 2013 New Year Honours for her incredible services to cycling. However, since retirement, Danny has been as busy as ever, continuing to work to promote cycling and to encourage others, particularly women, to partake in sport. Founder of Rowan King, Danny's cycling coaching company, set up in 2015, she is dedicated to working and coaching with all cyclists of any experience level, from the most amateur to the elite. Danny is truly an inspiring woman, and I'm so grateful that she's on our podcast to chat about her new life venture of becoming a mum. There's an amazing infographic that's kind of popping up everywhere now from the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, which talks about exercise and pregnancy. But I don't really think until then there's been much to promote it in amongst pregnant women, which seems crazy given the amazing benefits which we know there is. And they recommend a minimum of 150 minutes, not hours, of moderate intensity exercise per week in pregnancy, which I suspect for lots of people, they aren't quite getting. I know for yourself, you absolutely will be. But I just wonder kind of what your experience was as a pregnant lady, and especially someone who was also an athlete, in terms of getting information about what you should do, what you can do, and what perhaps you should sort of steer clear of in pregnancy. Was there much there for you?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Not really, to be honest. It was quite hard to get any information, and I was sort of messaging other athletes that I knew who had gone through pregnancy whilst training, essentially, to ask their advice, because there wasn't much out there for, especially for, I guess, ex-athletes or people that were super active going into pregnancy. And I think there's this, I guess, an old-fashioned understanding, or maybe not understanding, misconception, that's exactly the word I was looking for, that, you know, when you're pregnant that you should just be doing nothing. And I had a few comments, you know, at the start it was nice, you know, just you be careful and don't do too much. But there's been a few times where I've actually been stopped on the street. I've been getting on my bike, just on a mountain bike, going to, you know, through a park on a trail, where people have commented saying, oh, you shouldn't really be doing that. And it just blows my mind because, you know, one, I don't think people should comment on, you know, other people. And two, you know, in terms of the health benefits, like you say, of exercise in general, it's just been amazing for me throughout pregnancy to be able to carry on. So yeah, I don't think there's enough information out there as to, you know, really what you can and can't do through pregnancy. I called upon my ex-coach, who's a physiologist and a doctor, and, you know, just basically asked him what the guidelines were, and then just try to, you know, it's quite hard not to listen to other people, because essentially all I've wanted for such a long time is this baby. And you do start to question yourself whether it is the right thing to do or not. But then soon, you know, you have to, you know, really think and just trust that one person, I guess, that you do trust, and listen to other women who have been through it at the same time, to know that actually you're doing a really good job, and that is the best thing to do. And that to listen to your body, because I've really learned throughout this pregnancy that, you know, that's the golden rule. Just listen to your body. It will tell you before before you go too hard, it will tell you that actually you might have done that's enough for today, or, you know, that's intense. That's as intense as you should go, and just, you know, leave it there. So yeah, that's, I guess it's a shame. And I think it's something that does need to change going forward. And I hope I can be a part of that.
Yeah, 100%. And that is kind of my biggest passion as a midwife, is that gap, because the benefits of exercise are just monumentous for all things, from physical health, mental health, helping with preparation for birth. And we're just not doing it justice. And I don't think we do ourselves justice as women by kind of, I guess, underestimating the fact that our bodies will be to a large extent quite self-limiting when we are performing exercise in pregnancy, and it will tell us if something doesn't feel right. So even if you've never done any exercise before and you start walking in pregnancy, that's absolutely fine. You know, it's a great time to start exercise, even if it's not something you've done prior to pregnancy, and just listen to your body. If it doesn't feel right, then great, stop, adapt, and then you can carry on in a different way. But there's so much that you can do, and I totally appreciate that you've obviously got an amazing athletic history, and for you cycling is the equivalent to breathing. It's what you've always done, it's what your body knows, and it's what makes you feel really great and really powerful. But throughout your pregnancy, have you found there's been some kind of adaptations that your body's told you to make? And I guess, how's that felt? Because you're used to, in your career, kind of pushing yourself for PBs and being part of a team where you kind of want to go all out because you don't want to let team members down. And that's having a really positive ego in kind of getting to where you've got to in your athletic career. But has that been kind of a challenge in pregnancy to kind of tail that?
I hope you found that bite-sized episode really insightful. To listen to it in full, go to the description and visit that episode on whatever platform you're listening on. One last thing before you go. As a listener, really help make this podcast successful. I would appreciate if you could subscribe and leave a quick review. Something so little means so much to me and will help so many women's lives.